We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, it was awesome. They've shown me so much support over the years, and I wouldn't be where I'm at today without them. So I just can't thank them enough, and I love them so much.
I was joking with Mickey Callaway that they might have to move the fences back. That was a pretty impressive BP. You launched up in the into the upper deck with a few.
Yeah, no, I was getting out a little bit, but it was fun out there hitting with all the big league guys, and just knowing that I'm not too far away from that, just seeing my future maybe, and just like looking ahead a little bit. But it was fun out there, and I enjoyed it a lot.
I saw you talking with Pete Alonso. Did he have any advice, or were you just shooting the breeze between you two?
No, yeah, he said that it's going to be tough for the first couple of years because you're going to be playing well and you might not see any progress, like moving up at all, but you just got to stay with it. You got to trust the process. And he was only in the minor leagues for, I want to say, like 3 years. So there is hope there. And he was just saying you just got to trust the process and just play to the best of your ability every day. So,
you know, a couple of things that young hitters have to learn, and it takes time sometimes, is strike zone awareness and also pitch recognition. But yeah, People tell me that you have a very good strike zone awareness. Was that something you learned over time? Was it something that came naturally?
Yeah, I mean, that kind of came naturally a little bit, but my dad helped me with that a lot because he hated to see me swing at bad pitches at a young age. And so he just taught me, like, just swing at something in the strike zone and you're probably going to put a good swing on it and hit the ball pretty hard. So I don't really swing at any borderline pitches or outside the zone pitches. I kind of pick up the pitch early and kind of know where it's going. So that helps me out a lot.
It kind of translates to a high on base percentage too, I would imagine. Right?
Yeah, it does translate a little bit. So
where do you go from here? Have they told you where you go from here or not?
Yeah, I'm going to head down to Port St. Lucie, which is the GCL team. So I'm going to get down there probably around like Wednesday next week or something like that, Tuesday or something like that. But I'm looking forward to it a lot.
I think you played football too, right? Were you a quarterback as well?
Yeah, I was a quarterback at my high school. I quit actually after my freshman year, but I got to be the quarterback to one of the best wide receivers in the country, which was, it helped me out a lot, made me look good, but it was definitely fun being the quarterback at my high school.
So he ran under some balls that might have been overthrown a little bit.
Yeah, it was throwing it up in double coverage, letting him go up and get it, made me look good. But he's an amazing player.
And I think people told me as well, you might have pitched in a playoff game recently too. Did you do that?
Yeah. I pitched in the state semifinal game. We actually lost, but the team that we lost to ended up winning the state championship, so they were a good team, and you know, it was fun pitching in the state tournament. So yeah,
you said you've been to New York a couple of times now. How do you like the city?
Yeah, no, it's an amazing city and an amazing atmosphere, and just being downtown in the city is pretty cool because I'm kind of on the outskirts of my town. I live out in the country a little bit, but it's awesome being in the city, and it's just an amazing atmosphere here. So
yeah, a few tall buildings. Brett, listen, congratulations, welcome to New York, and good luck. Thanks
very
much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.